Decoding Education brings to you clinical psychologist Jyotsna Bhatt.
Hi, my name is Dr. Jyotsna Bhatt, and I'm a clinical psychologist practicing in Newtown, Pennsylvania and Princeton, New Jersey. During this time of COVID-19 and quarantining, I've had so many parents wanting to understand the signs and triggers of anxiety, as well as tips on how to help their child. So, as triggers are concerned, in younger children, you may see the following symptoms. 1, regressive behavior or increased acting out behavior. This could include crying, tantruming, meltdowns, refusal to do their online classes, clinginess, wanting to sleep with you at night, etc. Number 2, irritability. Number 3, inattention and poor focus. 4, difficulties with transition between activities. 5, trouble settling down for bed at night. 6, appetite changes, sometimes a loss of appetite, stomach pains or nausea. Withdrawal, number 7, and 8, sometimes, to a lesser extent, nightmares or night terrors. Night terrors are basically the child is screaming in the middle of the night but are fast asleep and don't realize they're engaging in this behavior and don't remember it the next morning. For older kids, you may want to look for irritability and anger. Again, trouble with focus or concentration. 3, lowered motivation for schoolwork or daily chores, activities. 4, panic attacks, where they have moments of extreme anxiety. They may cry, be paralyzed, hyperventilate, feel very overwhelmed by emotion. Number 5, they may withdraw socially and be quieter. Number 6, they may also have appetite changes and GI issues and nausea and those kind of stomach issues. And finally, to a lesser extent, nightmares. So these are some of the triggers that I would look for if you are a parent with a young child during this time.
So here's another perspective from a young student, an 8th grader, Vivan Rochlani. He wants us to think about how it makes children feel, how parents are looking at issues, and then he makes a very valid point about media and the role of media.
The fact that most people don't know what's going to happen next created fear and triggered anxiety. When are schools going to open? How long until we have a vaccine? When will we finally be able to go back to our normal life, enjoy outside, eat dinner with families, go to parks? When? These questions have no answer. That's what makes all this so scary. There's also the media that creates fear in all of us, telling us stories and showing us numbers which scare many. When you search online, many news articles are about the coronavirus. This is what builds up fear and anxiety in many people. The media. We are even misled sometimes. It's hard to tell what's true and what's a lie. Many people just believe what they read. Until we know the complete truth about the coronavirus and where this will lead, there will always be fear. Personally, to cope with anxiety, I just keep in touch with my friends. For example, FaceTiming them or just playing online games with them. At a time like this, we have to yet remain close to our friends. Staying at home for many weeks without going to see people is a lifestyle that is hard to live by. However, there are parents who keep their kids restricted at home, not letting them go out anywhere. This only makes the situation worse for their own child. Anxiety and depression are two of the results of what happens when kids are just stuck at home. Sometimes they want to be around other people other than their own parents. I understand parents want to keep their children safe, but they also have to pay attention to the mental state of their child.
Stay tuned to hear from children, parents, and teachers about education, anxiety, the future, and decoding education.